Oh, hey, hello there, out there in Redding, California. And hope you're all doing well. Thank you so much for coming back here. Tonight, we're going to talk about a lot of different things. We're going to talk about things that you're going to love, and we're going to talk about things that you don't like, you know, gun control, something like that. You know, socialism or communism. Then you have to go to a right-wing room and play with them. And Susie, Dr. Susie, is going to give us some lessons in different things. without too much more ado, as I'm not so used to public speaking, of course, so I'm going to turn you over to Dr. Susie and the engineer, so we should be good. See you in a while.
And where's that train?
Ah, the choo-choo train, yes.
I thought they were going to make the trains run on time.
All right, we are now on YouTube, Reddit, and Instagram. So pack your bags, we're going to get on the FDR train.
This is your conductor speaking. The plane to
abort.
2022 is on the way. We'll have 14 stops, some in Utah and some in Iowa. I would say that if you have a stop there, do not go outside and smoke weed.
This is FDR, which is short for our 32nd president of the United States, who some people might call a communist.
Oh, yes, that communist.
No, he was a socialist.
He was a socialist.
Sort of. Not even. He was a capitalist who used a little socialism keep things going.
Did he go to a lot of parties and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
He was very social.
He was a party man.
Yeah, he's a party man. Okay.
Yeah, in and out of the wheelchair.
Yeah, we're going to talk about communists tonight when I get a little part in the show a little later.
You got a part right now. But we should also say what Buck the Rich.
Oh, yeah, no. So FDR stands for Fuck the Rich.
Right.
And this is Dr. Susie. And all you gun lovers better run off to a gun room and shoot it up, baby. Because this is a socialist left-wing broadcast. And I'm an old communist.
But it does provide an opportunity to speak with our homosexual listeners without fearing for our lives.
No, I'm only afraid on the freeway.
Right.
That's one of these
maniacs.
They
can't shoot us on the airwaves.
No.
They can on the freeway, in the supermarket, at the massage parlor.
You know what? Right under my bed, I keep an AR water pistol. Okay.
I love it. Holy water.
It's like holy water.
It sure is. If
anybody sneaks in through the window,
especially on a hot day.
Yeah, I shoot them with that.
Ooh.
Okay,
love
to protect my family, of
course.
Shoot
me with that, baby. I love water pistols and other pistols that shoot basically fluids that are non-toxic, like, I don't know, semen. Female ejaculate. Anyway, just in case you don't know, this is a show about sex, politics, and culture.
Culture.
And my damn birthday's over. I'm so happy about that. Thank goddess I can stop aging for another year. Right? Isn't that how that works?
Oh.
But we do have a lot to celebrate tonight.
Yeah.
So, should we discuss what we have to celebrate?
Sure, go right ahead.
Rail against the homosexuals some more.
We
have quite a bit of specific railing to do. Yeah. We had a little firefight on Twitter with some homosexuals.
Homosexuals.
Yes.
Right.
But
we also
want to celebrate the 136th anniversary of Juneteenth, officially a national holiday.
All right.
Freedom from basically slavery for those slaves back then. But really, maybe we can also extrapolate some lessons about freedom and restraint for everyone. And it's also summer solstice.
Right, right.
It's the longest day of the year, and hot, hot, hot. Is it getting hot? Global warming warm enough for you?
Mm.
But yet, summer solstice is a very sexy time. I kind of think Juneteenth is sexy, too, but I will get back to that. Summer solstice is warm and take your clothes off kind of weather. So get down. Get sexy for summer solstice. And unfortunately, you can't do that at Stonehenge this year. You have to watch it on your...
Stonehead? What?
Yeah, Stonehead. That sounds good. No, Stonehenge.
Oh,
if you're there at Stonehenge having sex, giving head, I guess that would be Stonehead. But you can't go there this year.
No, we can't.
Maybe next year. It's still the coronapocalypse. It's still in the air. Even outdoors, they didn't want to have a gathering. They were going to, and then they called it off. So happy summer solstice, but you can't go to Stonehenge. It's also Father's Day. Why do you find that amusing?
Yes, Father's Day.
Yes.
I am a father myself, you know.
Yes, you are. Daddy. Oh, you know who my favorite dad is? Dominatrixes against Donald Trump. Right. Dad, for short.
Dad.
And actually, I talked to a bunch of them on Clubhouse today. Well, Mistress Tara. And we talked about a very interesting news item that we'll talk about here, which is the Manhattan City Council candidate, Zach Wiener. That's the punchline.
Jack Wiener, yeah.
Zach, actually. But Zach. Jack Wiener would be even more
Jack,
of a punchline.
I think
but
closer,
Zach,
closer
right.
to the thing.
And Zach Wiener was caught on tape wearing a gag and clothespins on his nipples and not much else. And he had a lovely dominatrix behind him holding a blindfold, I believe, over his eyes. And yes, it was released without his permission. And the New York Post and lots of social media tried to make a big thing about it. And it might be something that they hold against him, like a sex scandal. And yet, I don't know. First of all, he wasn't even known before that.
Wasn't there another Wiener that sent his Wiener somewhere?
Yes. That was Anthony Wiener. He was a lot different. He was a New Yorker, though. Another Jewish politician, Democrat, liberal guy, whose policies are certainly better than the Republifascists. But I guess he had a problem with boundaries. He had a kid on his bed while he was sexting with his lover, Sidney Leathers.
Kid was on the bed.
Yeah, the kid was lying in a corner of the bed. Like, sort of like he forgot about the kid, was my guess. He was babysitting and obsessively sexting as he was wont to do. Because even before that, his pictures with his wiener showing prominently in his underwear. I'm sure.
You know, before Burt Reynolds, there was another gentleman who did a full frontal nude.
I happen to be married to that gentleman.
You know him, right?
Yes.
That's right.
That gentleman would be Captain Max. My husband. My partner. Yes, that was one of your selling points. I thought, wow, a real life centerfold wants to marry me.
It caused such a sensation because nobody had done that. Then Playgirl did it.
Yeah.
With Burt Reynolds and his wig. I should get a wig.
No, you have a cap.
I'll just wear a cap. Okay.
That's just as good. And you do have wigs, like that crazy green one you wear.
That's only when I'm feeling very femme.
So I don't want to kind of go off into Wienerville in terms of Anthony Wiener, although yeah. I appreciate that we should explain that there is a difference.
And you don't confuse Wieners.
Well, that's exactly. And you should take that in both senses of the term, in all senses, because we're talking about hot dogs and, hey, Juneteenth, isn't that like barbecue season? And yeah, 4th of July is coming. So be careful whether you're having your beef hot dog or your vegan sausage. And then there's your man meat. Mm. And we love your man meat. I love it. I do. And I think you should too. And there is no substitute, you guys, for your beautiful, powerful penis. And that includes guns. They are not a substitute. Well, let's just say they're not a good substitute. No matter how tiny your peenie is, it's better, healthier, and ultimately stronger because it gives life. Whether it reproduces and makes you a dad, or it just gives you energy and creativity, as opposed to that gun that you're amosexually adoring, which, well, I get the creativity, the sport, I guess there's some historic qualities. But basically, it's a killing machine. It ain't no Swiss Army knife. Remember that judge said it was a Swiss Army knife?
Yeah.
No. It is only for killing. Swiss Army knives are for all kinds of fun things. Like carving out a pumpkin.
Mm. Pumpkin seeds.
Okay, so wieners. Know your wieners and know the difference between Anthony Wiener and this Wiener, who is Zach Wiener, who happens to be the son of another Wiener. What is his name? But he's the creator of Dora the Explorer, a bilingual character who goes on adventures. And basically, Zach went on adventures. He might still go on adventures. And he's pretty cool about it. He's very cool about it. So I wish I lived in New York so I could vote for him. He says, I am a proud BDSMer. I like BDSM activity. And he refused to name the women in the video. And he said he had no idea how on earth the footage surfaced. And he did say that that was a violation of his trust. Nevertheless, he's not acting all upset about it. And he's not discouraged. In fact, he said in a statement, whoops, I didn't want anyone to see that. But here we are. I am not ashamed of the private video circulating of me on Twitter. This was a recreational activity that I did with my friend at the time. Looked like a dominatrix, but maybe it was his friend. Maybe just a dominant friend who he says he met at Halloween. Anyway, for fun, like many young people, I have grown into a world where some of our most private moments have been documented online. While a few loud voices on Twitter might chastise me for the video, most people see the video for what it is, a distraction. I trust that voters will choose a city council representative based on their policies and their ability to best serve the community. Please go to my website to read about my actions to improve our neighborhood and call me anytime to discuss. And his website is ZachWiener.com.
And you should all be defending him because you're next.
Definitely you are next.
For sure.
You will be outed, not by me.
No, not by us.
And I think not by most people. But there are some people out there that will out you. And you don't know who your enemies are. How do you know who you can trust?
Right.
Very hard.
Because everybody says, have a nice day, and they smile.
Right. So this lovely lady that he met at Halloween might have been the one to release it. It does look like somebody else is filming it, but it could have been filmed by some security camera in her dungeon without his knowledge. Or maybe he knew. You know, you kind of wonder, is this like the new type of sex tape? After all, Kim Kardashian, you know, the one I call the gaping asshole of narcissism, she's a pretty gaping asshole of narcissism with a nice ass. And she said that she would be nowhere without her sex tape, that is what launched Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And I kind of think that's true. So maybe this is going to launch Zach. I don't know. I'm glad he's standing up for it in a strong way. A lot of submissives are very strong.
Wow. Well, who's this fucking racist?
Ooh, what's going on? Okay.
No, go ahead.
No, tell me. Who's this?
We're trying to figure that out.
What are you trying to figure out?
Just some messages that are coming in that we're...
Are you going to not tell us what the messages are?
Not at this moment, but it has to do with the N-word.
Oh. Well, just right there. That tells me there are a lot of messed up people out there. Well,
can you find this guy for me?
Okay. Person? Happy Juneteenth, y'all.
Yeah.
Wow. Don't be talking like that. But you'll talk the way you want to talk.
We got the Nazis on here tonight, I'm telling you.
Happy Juneteenth, Nazis.
And welcome all you.
And we're talking about Reddit, of course. We're also on other platforms. So you can join us from your hippie enclave, from
your bunker.
Bunker.
Or from your box on the street. Or now for the little house. Now they have little houses, which is really nice.
Or from your billionaire mansion.
Well, yeah, and then there's that up in Bradbury, which is right up the road here.
And by the way, there's a character on that show, Billions, that was kind of outed in... I didn't watch it, but they were talking about this earlier in the Ask a Dominatrix Anything room on Clubhouse. And it's a, I guess, a TV show that featured a guy who was outed for his proud submission. Mm-hmm. Testify, Brother Zach. Brother Zach sounds better than Brother Wiener, I think. Although I love wieners. And a shout out to Aubrey Andrews, who actually was the first tweet that I saw about this. And she wrote, will Zach Wiener being with a dominatrix on his personal time affect his job performance as a Manhattan City Council? No? Then this is just kink shaming. Which it is.
Oh, of course it is.
But I say it's an attempt at kink shaming. I don't know. Maybe I'm too optimistic. I think it's backfiring. I think people that didn't know anything about Zach now do. And like I said, if I was in New York, I'd be voting for him. And there's a lot of horny New Yorkers that are probably going to vote for him.
A whole bunch of horny New Yorkers.
And yeah, go Zach Wiener. Juneteenth. We're back to Juneteenth. This just goes to show you our response from Reddit that has people using the N-word, how important it is to celebrate Juneteenth. And if it makes you miserable, well, this is a time for you to reflect upon that, I hope, and not go, oh, I'm a sexual, okay? I know it's upsetting for a lot of these white supremacists that we have a holiday celebrating freedom for the slaves.
I don't know if they understand what freedom is.
I don't know if I understand what freedom is, honestly. Freedom means a lot of different things. For instance, the Declaration of Independence was written in 1776, and it declared all men equal. What about women, I would say? And also, what about the slaves? So, what is freedom? It declared freedom for Americans, and yet some Americans own slaves, such as our first president, who was a Freemason, George Washington. He was really into it. I'm just learning about this Freemason stuff from Robbie Martin, who interviewed me about sex and bonobos and stuff a few months ago. And he's Abby Martin's brother, and he has this really interesting series on Freemasonry and how it's affected so many things in history, and especially the founding of the United States of America by George Washington and another very prominent Freemason, Benjamin Franklin, mm-hmm. who is your ancestor. Well, you look like him a little bit. And your ancestor, Gaetano Filangieri, was his friend, and maybe he was a Freemason too.
He probably was, and his big contribution is the pursuit of happiness.
Exactly. That's a very Freemason-y thing right there. They're very into liberty, and that's something I like about them. But they're also very ruthless and a little murderous. Actually, I take that back. They're a lot murderous. I think they're laced into the murderous culture of America in terms of mowing down the Native Americans, first of all, and then bringing in Africans as slaves. And Ben Franklin is not known for his slaves, but he had a few. He had a few house slaves. He didn't have a farm like George. George was a wealthy guy. So he was like Trump a little bit in the sense that he inherited his wealth. Anyway, back to Lincoln, who was not a Freemason, but he loved Freemasons. He didn't want to be a Freemason because he thought he would get in trouble politically. And he was in enough trouble. There were a lot of Freemasons, though, on both sides, on the Union side and the Confederate side. It's very complicated and weird. But when Abraham Lincoln delivered the Emancipation Proclamation to outlaw slavery in 1862, there was no Twitter. There was no Instagram even. So it took until 1865 for the news to reach Texas. You know, Texas, of course. I think maybe the ancestor of Ted Cruz, Toad Cruz, Cancun Cruz was the senator from Texas. I think they also just wanted to hang on to their slaves. I can't believe they didn't know at all. But they, being the plantation owners, hung on to their slaves, and the people stayed enslaved for an extra, 3 years? And that's pretty disgusting. But in any case, disgusting things that have happy endings become holidays. So, federal troops arrived in Galveston, Texas, and took control of the state and freed 250,000 Texas slaves. And so they began to celebrate. Juneteenth was born. I didn't know about it until 2000, right around the time of the Democratic Convention when we were downtown LA. And I guess we were getting tuned into some politics or something. We had people from Al Gore's campaign come to Dr. Susie's speakeasy and spank each other. It was a very wild time.
During Clinton's campaign. Yeah.
It was Al Gore's campaign. But maybe they were people associated with Clinton.
No, because
it was the year 2000. Yes.
During the convention.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
When Al Gore was running. Clinton was done for. They were people associated with the Democrats. And they were kinky. And they were having some fun. And that's all we'll say. We're not going to out who they were. Anyway, we heard about it. But I heard a lot of people, black people mainly, I guess, celebrated it in the South. And we continued to celebrate it like every once in a while. And then last year, of course, the Black Lives Matter protests emerged right before Juneteenth. I think I like the name Juneteenth because it reminds me of my birthday, June 10th. But I didn't figure that out until now. I think that was a subconscious thing. But I digress into my narcissistic gaping asshole. Last year, biggest Juneteenth ever. Woo! With Angela Davis, who was my hero when I was a little kid, because she was like really beautiful and Marxist and into Black Panther chic. She's stronger than ever, I think, Angela Davis. And she was out there last year, out there this year. She's a member of that Longshore Union now. So everybody's celebrating Juneteenth. Except our N-word users on Reddit, who are obviously enjoying this show. And, of course, Candace Owen. So, we had a fabulous Juneteenth celebration in 2018, which will be our throwback show tonight. I wouldn't call it a bacchanal. It's not big. It actually took place after a big bacchanal, so we were kind of taking it easy. But we are celebrating Juneteenth. People get naked and do Bonoboville Communion, which involves licking and sucking each other's unclosed pinned nipples, and dancing naked and other erotic things, and having very deep discussions with our guests, Ikor the Wolf, who also sings, and Frankito and Tayira, who are a couple, and they're very sexy, but they're kind of a regular couple. He's a comedian, I think, and she's a blogger, or he's an actor, and they're very loving and exploratory, like Dora the Explorer. And a very amazing sex worker, big girl named Mimosa, and Phoenix Dawn. Remember Phoenix? She's hot. And we commemorated Juneteenth, and the couple had celebrated Juneteenth, and I think Ikor, if I recall, but Frankito and Tahira had an interesting take on it, and they sang a song that is a Juneteenth song that I am not going to try to repeat. But you can hear it on the show. And Ikor knows it, so it's a popular Juneteenth song. And we talk about how, on the one hand, you can take this whole slavery thing and make it kinky, which is what we did in 2000. We had this release of the slaves. It was very politically incorrect. So I would not do it now, but I did do a kind of wild, sexy, kind of like a Bob Guccione type of reenactment of Juneteenth. And it was hot. People do like to play with the kinky idea of slavery in a consensual way, with bondage, with whipping, with spanking, with serving, with worshiping, with all that. But of course, it's only fun when it's consensual, and it's very tricky to try to talk about both kinds of slavery on the same show as I am doing right now. So I apologize in advance on my knees if I'm offending anyone. I don't mean to. But people are fascinated by this stuff, and it becomes part of their sexuality very often. And I think it happens among all the so-called races, and I don't really believe in races. We are all the human race, and yet we do have different cultures, and sometimes that's based on physical things. But yeah, people like to play out very taboo things in their sexual theater of the mind. Mm-hmm. And then there's the reality side, which is that there's supposed to not be slavery. It's outlawed now. It's illegal, right? And occasionally we hear about something like trafficking, which is, it happens, it's terrible, and it's rare. There is a modern form of real slavery, and that is totally without choice, and it is not rare in the United States. And the new slavery that can be almost as bad, not as bad, but almost, and sometimes for some people in the situation, maybe worse than the old slavery, and that is the prison industrial complex, one of America's few growth industries. Right, Captain Max?
Yes. Oh, yes, I know all about prison. I've stayed in their hotel for almost 2 years of my life. It's totally corrupt, totally useless, totally a mess.
Yeah.
One big mess. You know.
And there are a disproportionate amount of African Americans.
Absolutely. Anyone that's not pure white tends to be in there.
Well, there's all kinds of people in there. I don't know what color you are. Pink, I think you'd be.
I'm pink.
But you were in there, and there were a lot of innocent people in there.
Well, in Rhode Island, there were a lot of mafia people in there, so Italians.
That's interesting, because if you recall on this show that we're playing as a throwback, you were talking about your prison time.
Right.
And it kind of freed Franchitto to say, yes, he was in prison too.
Yeah.
And he confessed in his confession, and we did communion, and he got to lick titties and all kinds of hot stuff. He was so thrilled. He's very Christian. He had his cross around his neck.
Yeah.
He was calling out to Jesus. He was so into it, and he talked about being in prison, and he resonated to that idea that that is a form of modern slavery. Well, I guess it's not as terminal, but for some people it is.
Hmm.
For some unlucky people.
You know, can I...
But he called you mafia.
Right.
That was it.
Yeah.
He kept calling you mafia.
Right.
All right, I think we're going to have a phone caller in just a second. Let me see who's on the line.
Okay. While we're waiting for that, I just want to tell you about these right-wingers that are here. And I'm not even going to mention their names.
And they're actually on YouTube, not Reddit.
Yeah, they're on YouTube.
Just for clarification, YouTube, not Reddit.
Not Reddit. Reddit's very nice.
Cool.
YouTube is full of Nazis tonight.
Wow, tonight. Not always, but sometimes.
Here's how intelligent they are. They're very bright, these people. They're very bright. Wait a minute. Listen to this one. This is a very bright man. Tell us about the Jewish question. Tell us about the Jewish question.
Yeah, the Jewish question.
Tell us about the Jewish question.
I got a lot of questions
about
Jews.
Go to your room. Yeah, and well, I'm Jewish and I'm fucking communist.
I'm totally into talking about the Jewish question.
Oh, you want to talk about the Jewish question?
Yeah, sure. The Jewish question was what to do with all these Jews that are different than us Christians. I'm not part of the us, of course, but that's the way that it's said, the Jewish question. And they have all this money, some of them. Not all of them, but enough of them that it's annoying that they have some money, that they have had some success in society for various reasons. And they're not all good people and they're not all bad people. They're people like Germans, like African-Americans, like Americans, like, I don't know, everybody. And Israelis are not all Jews. Okay, so that's a question that a lot of people have these days. And I just want to say, I have sympathy for certain Israelis that I know and love, but I do not have sympathy for the Zionist project. And I am Jewish, so there.
And I was Catholic, and then I became Jewish.
Right.
Right.
So all
right.
It's all
we
human,
have a caller.
Folks.
We have a caller. Listen, you guys.
And then we got to talk about my Freemason comments.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The guy says Freemasons are the bedrock.
They are. They are the bedrock. They are the cornerstone, as this guy, the highest title, says. Freemasons are the cornerstone of America. And they are. Ben Franklin and George Washington. There's some great things about Freemasons. And there's some kind of...
You get Freemason jars when
questionable
you
things. I find it questionable that they don't let women in. I guess like a gay bathhouse. I guess it's your right not to have women in, but then I'm not going to be all for you. Sorry. And I'm not all for Skull and Bones, the secret society of Yale, my alma mater, that is an offshoot, I think, of Freemasons. Anyway, who's our caller?
Who's our caller?
All right. So on the line, we have a caller that called to our radio line. So
okay.
Who is this?
Thank you, highest title, though.
Hello.
Adriana.
Oh, hi. Hello. Adriana.
Hey there.
How's it going?
Oh, I'm good. So, like, I just wanted to make a couple comments, like, on, well, not maybe our comments, on just, like, the whole Juneteenth thing. So I'm still learning about it, even though, like, I did grow up with it. But I think it is really important that we learn, like, so many places haven't really taught about it. And right now they're trying to pass legislation that forbids it being taught in school, so that's why so many people are probably ignorant about it, upset about it, and not really understanding what it is.
Well, I'd have to say it's also part of critical race theory.
Yeah, like in seeing in our in the comments on YouTube, we're getting a lot of hate comments today.
Oh yeah, they're
on your YouTube. So just the fact that people have take the time to be pissed off about this for no particular reason shows the like erasure of just critical race theory in school, because I didn't learn about that in school, and I'm from North Carolina and grew up in the South, so they deliberately erased that. So I didn't even know about my own history until
they erased it all
college
over America.
Later on, so.
So what did you learn and as a kid about Juneteenth? What are your first memories?
Not much. Not a whole lot. I mean, I know my family did talk about it a little bit, but they never, I didn't get to spend a lot of time with them, so it wasn't something that really like we picked up on or like had a big relationship with. But it's something I did learn about in college, is I knew a lot of other Black students, because when I went to college I tried to integrate myself more with other Black kids on campus, and they really celebrated it. So that's when I started to learn. So they were like pretty much observed it and took time off and, you know, say, hey, this at the time to there's pageants, and there's also like a movie that recently came out called Miss Juneteenth that really does educate about
Miss
it
Juneteenth.
So it's a huge deal.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds hot.
Yeah.
Did you talk about the history? Did you talk about what it meant, the freeing of the slaves?
Yeah, we did, but there's a lot of things that they just glaze over, and it's just like not enough. Like they try to water down how badly slavery was. Like they do these cute little little coloring books. Coloring sheets, and then they have show us little cute movies, and then you don't learn unless you talk to other people.
Pixar film or something, or what?
They did have photography back then, but I don't think they were shooting pictures of the really bad stuff, and I think that's critical. They couldn't document it that graphically, and yet they did document it. But yeah, it just doesn't look as bad as you know that it was. Although sometimes you can look at beaten bodies and you do see the horror when you look at those pictures. And it is similar to the horror of looking at the concentration camps of Germany. It can happen to all kinds of people, this thing. And that's why I do think Juneteenth is a holiday for all of us. And I guess that a bunch of Congress people agree, because they just voted for it.
Can I interject a little? So the more holidays celebrating other people's cultures is great. It's another day off.
Exactly. That's why I talk about all the Jewish holidays.
Right. The more holidays, the better. Italy has a holiday every other day.
Right. Good holidays. Right. I know Candace Owen. She says, I'll be celebrating July 4th. Well, so will I. But I like to celebrate Juneteenth, too. They're two very different holidays.
And 2 days off in a month.
They do both have to do with freedom. And sure, they have some similar qualities, but they're different. Different times of our history. Well, I want to hear about the sex that goes on at these Juneteenth parties. Is there any sex in this Juneteenth movie?
Oh, not in regards to like Juneteenth, but yeah, some of the character, like the character she has sex, but it's a good movie, I think, to, like, that helps.
Is it penetration?
Talk about, well, it's just a record.
It's not a porno, Max. Is it penetration, he asks. I'm just hoping there's party sex where people get drunk and kiss and stuff.
Oh, that kind of stuff.
Dance and fall into each other's arms and get jealous. You know, that kind of thing.
Excuse me, I'm smoking pot.
Right, I hear you. You sure are.
Shoo.
Woo!
Hello.
Well, it's a time to celebrate, for sure.
Yeah, the movie is, I guess to go off, it's like about the women like reclaiming that history. So it's a beauty pageant, but it's about scholarship, you know, devotion, and just like taking a recollection of a history.
What happened to beauty pageants being about being sexy? That you're not allowed to be sexy anymore on beauty pageants?
So they're Secret. Beautiful too, but it's just like, you know, like a thing in Black culture, just taking back, like, you know, a woman's crown is really important. Like I'm half Black, like hair and like crown, that's a very symbolic thing. So that's also like something they do, like, you know, the celebration of the hair and the beauty and like elevating that. So there's still sexiness, but also like, you know, being true to your culture and not letting, you know, other standards of people like try to, like, I guess, like, you know, negative bondage. You know,
and so,
embracing freedom in any way.
You know, I kind of have the same thing with hair. I'm like an old German submarine captain, and they're all bald. And when you go to Italy, they all know you're German.
Yeah. There you go. Anyway, I was just thinking, though.
Nobody was laughing.
Freedom from slavery. Really, one thing that people know but don't maybe talk about too much is that that really meant a certain kind of sexual freedom for the slaves.
Yeah. Oh, my God. If a Black man looked at
First of all, the women would not be raped so much. They would still be raped, but not so much. And second, there wouldn't be this kind of breeding of human beings. And you could choose your partner. And there was a kind of sexual revolution that must have gone on, though I'm sure they didn't call it that. among these released slaves that could now do things. And I think there was a period of great jubilation. And then, of course, the KKK turned on the Jim Crow laws.
Oh, yeah. I know. Well, they're doing that right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
So that's not just old history. That's the new history.
There's a constant struggle.
Constant struggle for freedom. You know what? I'm a socialist. So freedom to me is this. Freedom to have medical care. Freedom to be fed. To have food.
Amen and a women.
Right. And have a roof on our heads.
Yeah.
Okay. And the best example of socialism that I know in America is the army. You get everything. Education, housing, money. Anyway, okay.
That's true. And I think that there are different levels to freedom. That's why freedom is complicated.
If you can't eat, you don't have no fucking freedom, okay?
Exactly. And that is a critical point in terms of freeing these slaves who were promised 40 acres and a mule and not given that. So forced to work as sharecroppers. There's many levels of slavery. And then there's the imprisonment of so many people of color, but also pink people like you, Max.
Well, the pinks, by the way, if you guys don't know, and I know you're really scared of this, all you pink guys with bald heads and long beards and stuff, we're a minority, you see, in the world.
Right.
You know?
I like the pink KKK robes when you wash your KKK robe with your Trump hat. It turns pink. So I also want to say that the highest title on Reddit says Juneteenth, officially a holiday, is a huge win for America.
Yeah, but
this is a great guy. And then he says, you got right wingers messing with you. Let me at them. Okay, the highest title. Well, let me tell you where they are. They're on YouTube. They're right, not on Reddit. We're on different platforms.
Reddit, we're on many different.
We're diversified.
YouTube, all these racists are coming out. They want to know.
Yeah.
The Jews and the blacks and the, you know, and they're scared and they're armed.
They're armed. That's they're why we like to talk to them on the internet.
They're scared and they're
not
armed.
Invite them to Bonoboville.
I just don't want them to be scared. It's okay. It's okay. What you want to do is get laid.
Yeah,
have
we're
a good
all
life.
Scared. We're all in the grip of fear about death. Their way of dealing with fear is through ownership of a gun.
And as Jeffrey, that guy from Australia, the comedian. You know, you got your rifle here, and the government's after you. They got Huey helicopters coming in.
Yes, and that brings
you're sitting
to
there
mind
with your penis gun.
Our conversation. We're celebrating Pride Month, of course, and we are gay, the bonobo way. We're pansexual. A year ago, if you may recall, there was a mini insurrection in Michigan, and it was armed. There were a lot of right wingers who came with their homosexual guns, and they flaunted them. They fortunately did not kill anybody, but they threatened things, and they were a harbinger of violence to come. And in fact, some of them were planning to kidnap the governor of Michigan. So there was a great shot of a bunch of them standing in front of a door with big guns in front of them. These guys in beanie caps looking ridiculous and frightening, both at the same time. Ridiculous and frightening. What a combo. Being killed by a clown. Yeah. Anyway, our friend Del Rey reposted this picture with dildos being held by these guys, kind of over their guns, photoshopped on rather quickly. And yes, they're different colors, but it's funny and definitely expresses my belief that these gun nuts are expressing their amosexual desire through their guns, which is very dangerous because any sexual desire is very strong. And if you're denigrated for most expressions of sex and praised for your love of guns, then, well, you're going to love guns and maybe shoot them in a sexual way. So he posts this and he says, yes, Radio Susie One host Dr. Susie has mentioned amosexuals before and has offered loads of wisdom on that matter. Cocks, not glocks, too. And somebody had said something about these guys being amosexual, so he posted that. And then I guess somebody else said that he was using homosexuality as a punchline. And so I jumped in a year ago to say, nobody is using homosexuality as a punchline here. And honestly, I didn't think of these guys as homosexual. I thought of them as amosexual. I don't know if they're gay or straight or... I just know they like guns.
Right.
We just feel these heavily armed, amosexual, fascist bigots are trying to compensate for their sexual insecurity by brandishing big guns. We suggest they stay home and shoot the gun between their legs. Merry Masturbation Month.
You know, they can't even carry their weapons correctly. The way they're photographed with their weapons is not the way you fuck with weapons like that.
People wrote something else. I think I've been blocked. So now I can't see it. But they wrote something like, well, you shouldn't say that. So this marvelous, much more succinct gal than me, and I appreciate people who are succinct because I have many fine qualities, but succinctness is not one of them. I am most verbose. Anyway, she says, it's a symbol for their gun fetish that relates to the Cocks Not Glocks movement. Anyway, that releases all hell on Twitter among these gun nuts.
Yeah.
Some of whom are gay.
Yeah.
But all kinds of amosexuals just loving their guns. And I'm blocked by most of them now. And it is very alarming. They feel, they say, that they have to defend themselves. But of course, that's the classic line. I felt I had stuck my little pussy neck out there enough. And so you wrote something here. Let's see if
pussy
I can
neck.
Find
what?
It. Yeah, what is a pussy neck? Yes. You know what a pussy neck is?
It's like a girdle, right? Like
no, it's the vaginal canal.
What is it called?
It's the neck of the pussy.
What
there's
is
the face of the pussy.
But what is it
that
called?
It opens up to your
that's the neck?
Marvelous
like
dick.
The throat
like
the pussy.
A mouth. The pussy is very much like a mouth. And so then the throat would be the vaginal canal, which is also the neck.
Oh. Did you know that?
You learn something new every day.
Every day.
And I just made that up to account for my phrase that I just pulled out
sounds
of
sounds correct.
My no, gaping pussy neck. So everybody's ganging up on Angela here, but she's holding strong. They said, no, you're using the ha-ha faggot punchline. This has nothing to do with being gay or pansexual. This has to do with being amosexual. That is what we have a problem with. Because that leads to killing people. Simple as that. And so I don't care what your gender is, whether you're gay, straight, trans, male, female, he, her, they. I don't care. I'm cool with it. Excuse me if I make a mistake when I'm talking about it. But I respect it. But I don't respect amosexual.
We're trying to find the link for you.
Oh, here it is. Okay, so my favorite take on these mental giants is Jim Jeffries. He wraps it up very well. Here is part one and part two, and he talks about gun control. Jim Jeffries, and he believes in it, and he is from Australia, right away, he's a different race, I guess. He's an Australian, and a white Australian at that, not a native.
No.
And then comes over here to colonize us. Anyway. Whoa. I do feel this colonization history is an important problem. It's like abuse that has affected us in many, many bad ways. And of course, colonialism is connected to capitalism. Why do you colonialize? Why don't you just visit a place and enjoy it for what it is? Why do you need to conquer it? Because you need money.
Right. You want money.
You got to pay the rent on the ships.
Yep.
Since we're on the topic of gun control, I like Chris Rock's take on this whole gun control issue. And he said, we don't need gun control. We need bullet control. You know, these bullets are too cheap, so, you know, you don't really care about spending them or whatever. But he said, imagine if each of these bullets cost $40,000 each, then maybe, you know, there wouldn't be so many mass shootings.
That's
because,
what guns,
you know,
guns, you know, down there cost $35,000.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I like his interpretation. It's it's hilarious. You got to go check out Chris Rock.
I had this hot bikini top once that was made up of bullets that I really liked, that I thought was very kinky. It's sort of like, for me, since I hate guns and all that stuff, I fetishize it in a way, just like some people fetishize slavery, and it's very sick. And yet, if you're careful and loving and consensual, it's a way to deal with this abuse that we've all been through in this capitalist colonial world. So, Marxism for the win. And yes, highest title, I keep quoting him, Prison is Lame and the Drug War. And Freemasons. Freemasons were not Marxists. Let's get that straight. Although they were accused of being too Jewish. The Christian church never liked Freemasons.
No.
Even though a lot of Christian church leaders were Freemasons.
Yeah, of course.
Why didn't they like them?
Because they didn't associate with the church. They did insist that you say that you believed in a higher power, a supreme deity. But they would never say what that was.
Like, if that's a big elephant up there.
It could be.
It could be. You know, what do I know?
A flying saucer.
Right. Pink elephant. I like
with a teacup on it. Right. Could be anything. And they're very pro-science, I guess you could say. It's founded by a myth, but isn't every culture founded by a myth in a way? And this myth is connected to the Bible, that Solomon, who could be considered the greatest king of Israel because he had 1,000 wives. So if you're going to judge by how much sex the guy is having, although David had quite a bit of sex, and David was definitely pansexual. He was having sex with everybody. And Solomon was probably pretty pansexual, but he was wise. I don't know if David was so wise. He was brave. And there was a temple built for Solomon, supposedly, by the first Freemasons, supposedly. And this is a very mystical temple that has captured the imagination.
Full of thieves.
Full of thieves. And there's a lot of thievery going on. The theft of the land to begin with. In the Bible, it is spelled out that the land belongs to the Philistines, who are the ancestors of Palestine. Tammy Parrott says hi.
We can't move with this.
Sexy Tammy Parrott on Instagram.
Oh, hey. Mm-hmm. What up, Tammy?
Yeah. She's
hey,
hot.
Tammy.
You know, some of our hottest friends totally disagree with us politically.
Right, Tammy?
All right, Tammy likes Trump, although she likes people of all colors.
Yeah, I like Tammy.
And I like Tammy.
Yeah.
But it's tough. She does like Trump. I'm not sure where she stands right now, but
okay. We're
going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
We
Mistress
love you anyway.
Genevieve is out there in Clubhouse, or was.
Wow. Hey.
All right. We also have Casey.
And
roaming
Casey.
Around, and also Kristen. Kristen, so yeah.
You know, all these new people that are listening in, they don't actually know what the hell's going on.
You tell them, Max.
Yeah. No, really.
So tell them what's going on.
Here's what's going on. You're in Bonobaville, and you're with Dr. Susan Block. Some of you don't know her. A lot of you grew up with her. And I'm her husband. And this is a community that is about a lot of peace. A piece of this, a piece of that, but certainly a piece of the heart. And so we're a little strange, but we're wonderful people. We're very nice.
And right? It's the bonobo way of peace right. Through pleasure.
And sharing.
Certainly sharing. Yeah,
accumulation of anything is...
And pleasure.
Look what happens when you accumulate shit.
Lately,
shit.
The left sounds like a lot of bad-tasting medicine. The left is forgetting about pleasure. Pleasure is important. Whether it's beauty or sensuality or sex.
Right.
And yeah, we got to get consensual. We get it. There's a need to explain. Because a lot of guys don't get it. So we got to get tough with the guys. Just like Bonobo ladies, Bonoboville is very female empowered, but the males are happy. Why? Well, many reasons. But one is they get laid regularly by hot females, cougars, because a lot of the older ones like the younger males, as well as younger ones as well, that come in, strangers. Bonobos are very friendly, and they make friends easily with strangers. They share food and sex.
Right.
That's kind of all they have. So.
Well, yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Right. There is no Elon Musk or Bill Gates of Bonoboville. However, both Elon Musk and Bill Gates have established that they love bonobos. So pony up. Donate to Lolaya Bonobo and the Bonobo Conservation Initiative and the Bonobo Project. And hey, how about us?
Yeah, you can donate to us too, huh? Also, when you donate to them, you know, give them some, you know, don't be cheap. Some money, especially if you got a lot of money, give it up just a little bit for these wonderful creatures.
Mm-hmm. Tammy said no comment to our comments.
Sitting at the bar during the shows, she was always at the left of me, but
yeah,
she was on the right.
Right.
Yeah, but
so to speak.
You know, she's great. She's
so
great.
Does that mean
beautiful
she was
beautiful woman?
Was she on top of you?
Good with cars, motorcycles.
No, she can build
limos,
motorcycles.
Everything. She drives
she's a
around.
Fucking driver.
Some of the billionaires that we're mm-hmm. trying to shake down.
Shake down, right?
Right.
Was she on top
shake
of you,
these
Max?
Billionaires down.
Tell the truth.
She does yeah, get all great. Over Max, which I think is kind of erotic.
She does.
Isn't she?
I didn't know.
Maybe
that.
Not her. Maybe I'm thinking of Amanda Blow.
Yeah, Amanda Blow. That's a whole other story.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Tammy. You don't get all over Max.
No.
Max just slobbers about you.
I just slobber like a, you know, like a big hound dog.
Oh, that's so cute.
My big cheeks hanging down.
Yeah.
Oh, wet.
Mm. Big cheeks all wet.
Hey, no, Tammy is great. Where can they find you, Tammy?
Tammy is on Instagram, yeah. And actually her name is PartsWhore69. That's PartsWhore69.
PartsWhore69.
Mm-hmm. This is fun. This is great. I mean, I'm not going to say things because there's things you can't say now.
Yeah, you can't say those things anymore. Yeah,
no more can you say those things that you really want to say when you appreciate something or someone. Or, I don't know.
What you got to do is you got to use another word as a replacement
Jesus.
For the word that you want to say, which
is
very, it's hard. It's hard.
It's so ridiculous. And I love words. It's so hard enough to find the right word, let
right.
alone to get
and me,
smashed by the woke mob
me,
for the
gonna,
wrong
I'm
word.
I'm going to be dead soon. And I got to learn all this shit for the end of my life. I got to learn this stuff.
You always have to learn if you want to be part of the current time.
The mailman doesn't like your words.
That's how it is.
The postman.
Speaking
right.
of words... Yeah. I do have some nice words from
word.
YouTube,
oh,
from
yes.
Discuff Manme. Grandfather was a Freemason. I have a book he was given from the lodge he was a part of. Wow.
All right, yeah.
See this mystical quality?
Oh, yeah, yeah, very... There's all kinds of things and promises, and you have to stick by your word. You gotta till the end.
Right.
Till the end.
Yeah. So this guy, I think I blocked him on YouTube, but let me unblock him just to see if he has any other comments to say.
This is why there is an anti-Mason movement. Is because many people feel that when you have a Mason in public office, his allegiance is not to the country or the state he represents, but to his Freemason brothers.
Yeah, he represents like his army. That's like an army, but it's more like an intellectual army.
An invisible army.
It has.
Yes.
It only uses words.
And you see it. These guys from Skull and Bones that are in government.
Mm-hmm.
Our former Secretary of Treasury from Skull and Bones. Of course, Treasury. We want to be in charge of the money.
That's correct.
That's why we're wearing our aprons.
We're Masons.
In case we get our hands dirty handling all that money.
Yeah.
You see, the whole building thing is kind
see,
of a romance.
A lot of people have these kinds of ideas of doing these things, but some of them are good ideas, and they're not some scam of some kind, you know. And there's a lot of scams out there now.
All right, Discoff Mammy,
yes.
You're unblocked for, you know.
You're unblocked.
You're unblocked now. So
why was he blocked?
You have come to the state.
Well, you might have not
where
liked
the
reason why he was blocked. I mean,
done by
He one of the guys that
he could have been one of those trolls and one of
a
those
troll.
From YouTube. Yeah.
Okay.
YouTube.
Well, some Freemasons were among the Confederacy and certainly among the KKK.
Sure.
Yes, and are among. Bigoted people. And yet, it's associated with Jews, and there are Jews that are Freemasons. There are all kinds of Freemasons.
You know, the white race is slowly, I was just dying. Slowly dying, you know.
Yeah.
Because it can't adapt.
Because there's a lot of white women like me, even though I'm a Jewish woman, I'm kind of white, half white, I guess. I'm child free.
Yeah, child free.
Daddy.
That's right. That's right. I tried to give you my children. You didn't want them.
I'm nice to them. Maybe they don't think so. I don't know. No, I try to be
they're
nice.
They're very nice. They love you. La familia.
La familia. Happy Father's Day.
I haven't gotten a call from anyone. It's like I died a few years ago.
Maybe they'll call tomorrow. It is, after all, just dawning. They call on the day. Do you have a message for your father, who is a Freemason in the sky?
My father was a 33rd Freemason. He also wrote a book about the, what was it in English? Something about the Masons. The
legends.
The legends of
the Freemasons.
Yeah, probably defending and debunking those legends.
Well, there is such an interesting mixture, a true tapestry of mythology and reality. So it is kind of confusing as to what is real, what is fantasy, and what is kind of a mix of fantasy and reality. In a way, it resembles the QAnon movement, if the QAnoners were a little intellectual and believed in science. It kind of combines science and the Bible, mythology, the wisdom of Solomon. Plus, Solomon had those 1,000 wives. So, the moon is going into the honeymoon. And it's traditional to drink mead made of fermented honey during the summer solstice. So,
what are you supposed to
quaff your mead. It's kind of like a beer, but it's one of those European things. Northern European. Although it's pagan, like all the best holidays. Valentine's Day, Easter, Christmas. At least originally, they are pagan holidays. And summer solstice never really became a Christian holiday. It's really just a pagan time. It's called midsummer in England. And it's the longest day of the 365 when the sun is directly above the Tropic of Cancer and the northern hemisphere of Earth basks in the most sunlight of the year. Party time! Yeah, definitely. And I've always felt, though, that this time isn't that hot, that the heat is yet to come. But now it's very hot. We're having a heat wave. Tammy Parrott says someone needs to protect Max when you are in the zone.
Yes, please.
Max is sensitive.
Oh,
a little baby. Now,
listen, I sat next to this wonderful woman who politically we are, you know, one end to the other, and yet we're just good friends. Of course, she's very beautiful.
That helps.
That helps a little bit.
That does.
Very terrible to say, but, you know, it helps. But it depends.
Honest.
Each person has their way of seeing what is beautiful. So,
biological.
Yeah. So.
Sexological.
Yeah. And I watched her doing things right next to me. Not with me.
Doing things.
Doing things.
Sexual things.
Wonderful sexual things.
Yes. We have a little of it on camera, but I think not much.
No, we don't have it.
No, sometimes she'd go up on stage.
Oh, on stage, yes.
I would get to spank her beautiful, perfect ass, or someone else might spank it. And beautiful, perfect, natural boobs, beautiful, long, blonde hair. Definitely a Nordic goddess, without doubt.
This is getting hot in here.
Definitely a nymph.
Nymph, very nymph-like, yes.
Yes. Nymph-like. Yes, who can fix your motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. Put one all together.
Yes, you can fix all those parts.
Yeah, every part, every little part, from every big part to every round part.
Every nut and bolt?
Every nut and bolt will be in its proper place.
So,
right, Tammy, we love you.
We love you. DomCon is coming.
Are you going to be there?
Yes, we are going to be there, unless, of course, Variant...
Delta. They named it after the airlines.
Right.
Delta.
The Delta variant.
Ta-da!
Unless that blossoms over the summer. We are going to be at DomCon. I'm going to be Mistress of Ceremonies and also will teach a class on Sunday. I think it's the 22nd of August. At 1:30 p.m., bright and early, Secrets of the Kinky Femdom Bonobos. Yeah, baby. I love those kinky non-human animals. And I don't have sex with any of them. I just find that humans forget that we are animals. We are apes. We are mammals. We are animals. And it feels good to get in touch with your animal nature through being with animals, not having sex with them. Although when I give Chico a tummy rub, he looks like he's having an orgasm.
Just like those lions out there.
I love those lions laying out on the grass while this guy massages a lion's foot.
And he's like that little kitty cat with his paws up.
So it's amazing. This guy in, where is it, South Africa?
South Africa, yeah.
He was putting medicine on the lion's paws and discovered that they really liked that because he was massaging it to the point where when he walks into their preserve, they lay on their back and wait for him, like Chico rolling over for me.
Yeah,
to massage. Animals like us love
human,
massage.
Right. So human.
So mammal, really. It's so mammal. You know, reptiles don't like massage. Insects, maybe not. Although there's a certain kind of touching. Penguins, Dr. Brian Hare was telling me on my interview with him and Vanessa Woods that penguins love to rub up against each other. So that's really cool.
I'm sure they do.
To keep warm.
What else are you going to do up there?
I wonder if cougars like that kind of massage.
Can't
probably. If you can risk it, they might like it. So check out my Cougar Sexuality Manifesto. Great stories and tips and the meaning of cougar and cubs. And all kinds of hot stuff about cougar sexuality on drsusanblockinstitute.com/cougar-sexuality. Because I'm hearing more and more about guys. It's usually guys, although I do hear from women too who like cougars. And why not? Why wouldn't you like someone a little older than you to show you the ropes of sex and love and life? So cougars are having this resurgence. They've been denigrated for many years, and they're still denigrated.
Well, now they're not only denigrated, they're arrested.
Yes, well, we do not advocate going below the age of legal consent, which some of these arrested cougars are doing. We also do not advocate teachers going with students, although I have to admit I have done that myself as a student and benefited. And so I don't quite agree with that part. I'm not going to talk about what I agree with, but I do think that, yeah, you should obey the law. That's all. Obey the law. But there could be a philosophical discussion about the whole teacher-student sexual relationship and how valuable or detrimental it is. What I do understand is that it's detrimental to the other students, that other students might be jealous, and it's not fair when you have an affair.
Life ain't fair. That's for sure. That's one thing. We can't disagree with that, okay? Life is not really fair.
No, but we try to make it fair here on FDR. That's why we call ourselves socialists. Yeah. We try to make it a little bit more fair than it is now. Actually, a lot more fair. And we also want to say free Julian Assange because, yeah, the new Jim Crow, if you will, one of the new Jim Crows, there are a lot of them, is the prison system. And to a great degree in America, it does have African-American males in there, but it has other people as well. And the American prison system, the prison industrial complex, reaches into England and is keeping Julian Assange in the equivalent of a dungeon. But no, not consensually. This is not the Parthenon in New York where Zach Wiener was caught enjoying himself. There's such a world of difference between consenting bondage and kink and non-consensual prison and enslavement. And we are learning about those differences in our new world because, yeah, a lot of guys back in the old days of slavery, they got off on it. I'm not talking about the slaves. No. No, Kanye. Slavery is not a choice. Not like that. You know who it's a choice for? The plantation owners. The ones that own the slaves. They choose it. Okay. And they enjoy it.
That's
and they can't do it anymore.
That's a
it's
good point.
It's illegal. So you got to do it in a play situation, which we can talk about more on this show where we are very pro-kink. In the meantime, happy Juneteenth and merry summer solstice. Happy Father's Day. And happy Wiener Day. Hope we see more of Zach Wiener. I mean that in more ways than one. And stay tuned for our Juneteenth celebration with Ikor and Frankito and Tavira, Mimosa and Phoenix right after this. So.
It's all free.
That's all free. But if you want to talk, you can. Our number is 626-461-5950.
That ain't free.
No.
Nope.
Mm-mm. But we
but
have so much
good.
That
it's
is
really
free.
Good. It's
yeah,
good
that
you.
We have to have some things we charge for.
It will free your mind, but
yeah,
it's
it'll
not
free something.
And it's totally private. We would never out you like whoever outed Zach Wiener. We are the therapist to many, many celebrities and politicians
and we've
never
and important been heard. We've never
people.
Been. Of course, they all know us.
But they leave us alone because we
alone,
sued the
much.
LAPD and won a settlement. So if you don't know about it, look it up. That's what that wonderful girl said on that interchange with the queer homosexuals that didn't
okay.
understand us.
We gotta go.
We gotta go. So
we
be good,
yourself.
Be happy. Try not to hurt anyone, including yourself. Make like bonobos,
be
not
nice.
Baboons.
Put
make
your guns down.
Love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Peace. Oh, heavens.
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.